Hello, thank you for contacting Arts for Housing Assistance to help determine the best program for you and your needs. I have a short assessment I would like to complete with you. The answers will help us determine how we can provide support. Most questions require a yes or no, while other questions require a one-word answer. The information collected will be submitted into the Homeless Management Information System, so you do not have to go agencies all over town to get on the waiting list. You will only have to fill out this paperwork one time, and are you calling to get assistance?
Say that again, ma'am, the last part.
Yes, ma'am. So it's basically saying you will only have to fill out this paperwork one time, and are you calling to get assistance?
Yes, ma'am, I am. I'm in Dothan, Alabama resident. I was in a motel room at Dothan Motor Lodge, and we didn't have the money to pay for our room tonight, so we got put out. In the process of me being here, I ended up getting sick from the mold and mildew here. I got been waking up with blood in my nose and in my throat, coughing real bad. My temperature tonight was 99.9, and we have nowhere to go. It's me and one other female that is with me, and we're trying to find somewhere to stay at as soon as possible. Like, it's cold outside. All of our stuff is out there. A friend is trying to help us get somewhere to go, but the only thing he can do is take us wherever we need to go and drop us off. He's willing to house our stuff, and we'll take a limit of 2 to 3 bags with us, or 2 bags and a pair of shoes with us, so that we can have change in clothes. But right now, as far as us having somewhere to go, we have nowhere to stay. We do have our own food and access to cook, appliances to cook with and cover, but that we don't have nowhere to stay at.
Yes, ma'am, and I am sorry to hear that, ma'am. So would you like to start your application with us right now?
Please, if you could. And do you know how long it would take before we can get into a place?
It normally takes, I will have to warn you that it normally takes a few days. And they only are open between Monday through Friday, 8 a.m., and they close before 5 p.m. Or for them to give you
yes,
a call
ma'am.
Back. Yes, ma'am.
May so I ask the name of your program, please?
Yes, ma'am. The name of our program is the Alabama Rural Coalition.
Okay. Whatever you need, I'm willing to give it to you over the phone or however I need to do it. We don't have, where are y'all? Do we have to come to the office tonight, or can you get the information over the phone?
Well, if we are kind of very limited to the amount of information that we do have, since we only filed the applications, so we have to advise callers that they'll have to call the 334-273-0668 number and press option 2 if they need, like, any additional details or assistance.
Okay, what's that number again before we go any further, so that way I can have it written down, so just in case if they do need to call or if I they need to get any information or I have to call them to finish the process, then I can be able to call them.
Yes, ma'am. So the phone number is
334-273-273. Oh, 273.
Yes, ma'am. 0668.
0668.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And you will have to select option 2 whenever it gives you the options when you call that number.
Yes, ma'am. Do you need any information from me, or I just call them?
Yes, ma'am. We can start your application. Now I just have to ask you a few questions. It won't take that long, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And do we receive your consent in order for us to continue out with this assessment?
Yes, ma'am. That's fine. I give you consent to do whatever you have to do to get us some help.
Yes, ma'am. And so may I have your first and last name, please?
Yes, ma'am. Jarnice, Jarnice. Last name, Garrett, Garrett.
Okay, so Jarnice, last name Garrett, Garrett.
G as in go.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
And so, what is your telephone number?
My phone actually fell in the toilet today at work. I do have a job, but my first check will be a week and a whole because I just started.
Yes, ma'am.
So right now I don't have a phone number.
Yes, ma'am. So do you have like a name or a number of a person who can get in contact with you that has a phone?
You can reach me by my email address.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, give me one second.
Okay, it's my first name.
Okay.
My middle initial L. My last name, 2019@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am. So to make sure, I'm going to verify Jarnice Lgarrett 2019@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And will you provide me with your social security number, please?
593-028176.
Okay, so 593-028176.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And are you a veteran or a military dependent?
No, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And may I have
your
name?
I'm supposed to be going to the
ma'am. No, ma'am. You can go ahead.
I'm supposed to be going to the service, but I gotta get my health under control first.
Yes, ma'am. And may I have your date of birth?
Yes, ma'am. It's 8/25/1990.
Yes, ma'am. And what is your gender?
I'm a female Black African American.
Yes, ma'am. And may I have your zip code?
It's 36312 is my mailing address zip code, but I'm right now between zip codes. But I'm a Dothan, Alabama resident. So I'm just homeless right now.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, give me one second, please. And so are you in Dale County?
No, ma'am. I'm in Dothan, Alabama, Houston County.
Yes, ma'am. And so what was your last permanent address?
815 McKay Street, Dothan, Alabama, 36301.
Okay.
My mailing address is 1119 North Broadway Street, Ashford, Alabama, 36312.
Yes, ma'am. So you said 815 McKay Street, Dothan, Alabama, zip code 36312?
Yes, ma'am, 36301.
Okay. And so,
I have a mailing address.
Yes, ma'am. It's just speaking on, like, the residential address. I wouldn't need the mailing address as of now. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And so, since since you do consider yourself homeless, approximately when did you become homeless? Was it today?
Well, I've been homeless for a little over a year now. I've just been going from motel to motel, and today we actually got put out the motel that we've been in. We've been here 2-3 weeks.
Yes, ma'am. And how long were you, you said that you were only in there for 2-3 weeks inside of your last housing?
Yes.
Okay.
No, in my place at F-15, McKay Street, I moved there April the 7th. Well, I did my pretender, I'm going to say pretender, lease, because it wasn't a full documented lease that the landlord gave me. I moved there April the 7th. I did my lease April the 2nd, but I didn't move in until April the 7th, and I moved out October of last year. I was there for a full, I think it was a full year I was there, or a little over a year. From 2019 to October 2020.
Yes, ma'am. And
yeah,
what
got,
is
yeah, it was in October.
No, ma'am, you can go ahead.
A little over a full year. So I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get the right estimate so I won't be telling you nothing wrong.
Yes, ma'am. And have you been laid off from work or lost employment?
Yes, ma'am. I was working at Penny Profit Laundromat, and I got laid off.
Yes, ma'am. And have you applied for the Emergency Rental Assistance Program?
Yes, ma'am. I applied through SEACH for assisted living for motel vouchers or apartment vouchers, and I'm on the waiting list at the Housing Authority. But my application is still pending to be waiting for it to be available. My DHR caseworker referred me to SEACH for them to help me, but my application is still dependent because they don't have any openings right now.
Yes, ma'am. And so was your did you receive an eviction notice during a time when there was an eviction moratorium in place?
I received one during the COVID pandemic, and that was in September, October of last year.
Yes, ma'am. And so you have experienced a housing crisis as a result of COVID-19?
Ma'am.
And so have you experienced a housing crisis as a result of COVID-19?
I'm not understanding. We're coming. We're coming. We're leaving. We're just trying to call somebody so we can go. Turn the air off.
Yes, ma'am. So just basically asking, did you lose housing due to COVID-19?
Come on so we can get our stuff out of here. They didn't go to the full steps through evicting me. They just wrote a letter on my door and said that I had a certain amount of days to leave.
Yes, ma'am. And are you the head of the household or another member in the family?
I'm the head of the household.
Yes, ma'am. And so you said that there are two adults with you, including yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
It's me and one other person.
Yes, ma'am. And how many children are you with?
I have one child, but he's in DHR right now.
Yes, ma'am.
But I still have my full rights to him.
Yes, ma'am.
I just got to find a place and a vehicle to keep the job that I have so that he can come home.
Yes, ma'am. And if you are comfortable with answering, and because we want to provide you as much help as possible, have you received your COVID-19 vaccination?
Yes, I have too. I see my other one, I believe, in April of next year, because it was the last two that I had was in August.
Yes, ma'am. And do you have a documented disability?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And what is your monthly income?
Right now, I don't know until I get my first check, but the only thing I receive right now is child support, and that's only when my son's father's pay. His father's pay is $296.46 a month, but he hasn't paid within the last, I think, almost 8 or 9 months now.
Yes, ma'am. So is it safe to say that you have zero income right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second, please, ma'am.
I know.
All right, ma'am. So your case has been submitted and you'll receive a follow-up call in the next few days. If you have any additional questions after the assessment, please call the 334-273-0668 number and select option 2.
Yes, ma'am. That's the number that you gave me. I have it written down.
Yes, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Rural Coalition. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening.
You do the same. Thank you for your help, ma'am.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am.